looking back to our past, we hear an article written by Pastor Roland Rhyme called A Little Salt Goes a Long Way. When Christians get to feel the world's hostility, the hatred that Jesus said should not amaze us, they are often tempted to withdraw. The urge is to colonize, to seek out your own, with whom to work and among whom to live. Sounds sensible? Perhaps, but it is not the Savior's way. When he said, "Go," he scattered his people like seed in the vast acre of the world. There is no Bible directive for a Geneva plan or church-controlled state, as John Calvin sought to establish. Nor is there in Scripture an Amana plan for a religious colony. We are to be in the world, while not of it. This is, of course, a harder way. But it is the only way in which our society can be preserved during its time of grace, by the salt-like, preserving character of the believers within it. Should a Christian seek a position of influence in government, business, the arts, and the professions, will the world have him? Surprise answer is yes. Fact is, the world is often quick to appreciate the value of the gifts with which the Holy Spirit enriches the children of God. The qualities of honesty, diligence, loyalty, and unselfishness all mean a great deal to any employer. You may not be sought after because of your faith in Christ, but you may very well be wanted for your natural and spiritual gifts. Egypt had no love for Joseph's God, but it wanted what Joseph had, and it prospered through his Spirit-given abilities. There is no hint that Nebuchadnezzar or Darius of Persia ever bowed their knees to Daniel's God, but both were pleased to entrust their most vital governmental powers to this great Jewish statesman. The world, as our Lord speaks of it, is so large, while we are so small and so few. Can we possibly be of substantial influence in it? Remember, it takes but a little salt to flavor and preserve the bulk of a ham. It takes but a small source of light to overcome the darkness of a room. Let us be what we are. What the effect will be is not our concern. Only do not let us hide our convictions, no matter how high or exposed our position might be. The experience of Abraham's nephew Lot at Sodom and Gomorrah offers a vivid illustration. Peter tells us that Lot was vexed in his soul day after day by what he saw. Since he sat in the gate of Sodom, we may assume that he was active in local politics. For this expression was used for what we would call the city council. At the time of the angel's visit, he sought desperately to restrain the town's people, whom he called his brethren, from committing the vice of sodomy, and so became the victim of their taunts and fury. Did Lot accomplish anything for these twin cities of vice? His disgust and his rebukes did not change anything, to be sure. We know from Genesis, however, that those cities would have been spared the frightful judgment of fire and brimstone if there had been only 10 people like Lot living there. The fact of his being there, for one thing, is enormously important. And being there, as a person who is obviously vexed in his soul by the evil around him, this also may help. The sins of our times must be reproved by God's people, for the world as such makes light of them. To whatever extent the world may be restrained from the coarse outbursts of sin by such witness, to that extent the world is also granted continuation of its time of repentance. let us be busy in thus serving our nation, wherever we may live or work. Take courage from the prayer of Jesus, whose Savior heart is filled with concern for his people as they fulfill their dangerous mission out there. As Christ said in John 17:15, I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil. This article was written by Pastor Roland Rhyme, born 1922, passed to glory 2018.